Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, there's a shakeup atop New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Miro talks the Lana Liv Morgan angle. But first, seems like the big dog has some beef with the best in the world. Larson, what's in the news?
So during an appearance on Complex's Load Management, Roman Reigns made it clear that he's no fan of CM Punk, but he would still wrestle him. As we had to say, transcripts via Ryan Satin, quote, he says, all the way from someone as big as The Rock to someone like a CM Punk, for instance, someone who really hits home with their home audience or hardcore fans. If you watch wrestling for the past 10 to 15 years and you love it and it's within your blood, then you probably have some kind of feelings about that guy. I know I do. Just by doing one of these things, he made my job harder.
Yeah, when he says just by doing one of these things, I think he means like the shooter. Yeah.
If it's something that the fans can get behind and that it can really make them sink their teeth into the product and really dive into the creative with us, I'm willing to do it. I don't like the guy. I don't know many people who do. I don't know, but I am willing to put business first and make really good content if that's the case. He probably has to be slapped around a few times in order to get his mind right. But if it's willing and the fans and the audience are going to like it and be into it, then most likely I'm going to be into it.
That'd be a lot of fun. He's laying down the groundwork for the inevitable return of CM Punk. Probably going to happen sometime in 2020. Never.
Here's the thing. What did Roman have a talk with Seth Rollins? Trying to will matches into existence?
Yeah.
Even shooting the guy a little bit. Throw a couple jabs his way to kind of light a fire under him. Maybe he'll step in the ring again. It's not going to happen. Punk ain't wrestling ever again.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't know what's on CM Punk's mind. I think that he probably did lose out on the window of opportunity for him to get a big fat payday. But evidently to him, that would not have been a big enough payday because he didn't do it. I think for the right price, he'd come back. Whether or not that price will ever be achieved, I don't know.
I think that's the thing is if the number he threw out previously, which is a lot, I don't think any company's going to be willing to fork over that amount of money to get him back in the ring.
I don't know.
$20 million.
Yeah. Well, if things turn around for the WWE and they start tossing out huge money contracts again and he needs money, then it's kind of a no-brainer. Might actually happen. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say 5 years from now, this isn't a possibility because I don't know. But I mean, does it seem likely right now? No. But I don't know. I'd love to see it. I think it'd be fun. Roman Reigns obviously understands that CM Punk is a name that when he says it, it will get attention, and that's what he's doing. So good for him. I would very much look forward to seeing CM Punk back in the wrestling ring. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I think it'd be cool. I'm just not getting my hopes up. Don't get your hopes up, Steve.
No, my hopes are not up. Just not going to say it's never going to happen. Something that has happened is a huge shakeup at the very top of New Japan Pro Wrestling. They announced today that Harold Mage, who has served as president of New Japan since May of 2018, a.k.a. when things stop being. Actually, when did the Elite leave?
It was the very beginning of
2019,
right?
2019,
yes.
Okay, all right. He's resigned. New Japan has issued a statement on the change, which read, at a meeting of New Japan Pro Wrestling's parent company, Bushiroad's Board of Directors, today, September 29th, 2020, a change was announced in New Japan Pro Wrestling's directorship. This change will take effect at the beginning of New Japan's 50th year of trading on October 23rd. Outgoing president CEO Harold Mage. And then the new, he's been replaced with Takami Obari. So he's the current New Japan Pro Wrestling of America CEO. So he's going to be stepping up. Yes. I mean, does this have, again, I'm not sure. I don't know what. I mean, we had heard back in the day that Mage did things a little bit different than his predecessor in terms of what the wrestler's perspective was.
And but that may have rubbed some of the wrestlers the wrong way. But, you know, this was also like shortly after he assumed control. So
what was, do you remember the specifics on that one? Because I forget.
I don't recall. Yeah. I don't really recall specifics.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows what this means? Who knows? The friendo Karen had a pretty decent Twitter thread. She had lived in Japan for like 5 years. She understands their culture maybe a bit better than a lot of us. And she says this is probably like not as big a deal as it would be if it happened here in America. Like shifts like this are actually part of the norm, generally speaking, over there. But she clarified, you know, she wasn't 100%. She can't say, oh, this is nothing. Just that maybe culturally speaking, this is not as big of a deal as it happened, as it would if it happened over here. Like if all of a sudden Scott DeMore and Don Callis were out at Impact and somebody else hopped in, that'd be a much bigger deal. Maybe than this is. But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, it's regardless, it's going to be difficult to recapture the buzz that New Japan had when the Elite were over there. So who knows what this means, if it means anything. I've seen some amount of Twitter buzz. Oh, maybe this means that the AEW door might be open. I have zero idea if that would be like,
I have no idea either
if that would change. I mean, I guess it's potentially possible, maybe, who knows. I don't know. Anyways, I mean, Mage was around when the Elite left. Maybe, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. What I do know is that, as we suspected, much of the Lana and Liv Morgan angle that went down a while back was there was no plan in place. Miro said as much in an interview with Chris Van Vliet, saying the entire Liv Morgan Lana thing. Had, quote, no plan.
Mm-hmm.
One-time pop, no plan. A lot of things were made for one-time pops. People thought it was the worst thing, and it meant all of these things. No, it was a one-time thing and a way to get people talking. At the time, the showrunner was about getting people talking and controversy. That's how the whole thing happened. It was about the controversy and all that. We achieved that. Unfortunately, there was no follow-through. That's what happens when you change people all the time. There's no follow-through. You revealed CJ to leave her husband and be the worst. She's still the baddest heel on their show. And she did all this for what? To throw everything away the year before. Nobody remembers that.
Dude, there's quite clearly a philosophy over there in the WWE. It is bizarre, though. It is weird. You have like really, really cool things over there, like the Roman Reigns, Jey Uso thing, which clearly has a long-term plan in mind. The stuff that Bray Wyatt has been doing with The Fiend, with few exceptions that seem to have been beyond his control, Goldberg. Mm-hmm. That seems to be a long-term story idea that he has in mind, or at least a long-term character philosophy that he has.
Yes, totally.
But then there are these maddening, like, you know, flashes of, hey, let's just pop these ratings for a week really quick, have Liv Morgan come out and you know, this one pop that's going to happen. That just it adds nothing, and in fact it detracts from the product. It's crazy. It does. There's I don't know, man. I mean, maybe there is. I mean, I guess it is possible to have simultaneous booking philosophies, story philosophies, where, yeah, these things over here, these are, you know, some long-term plans that we mm-hmm. have. Meanwhile, we have these characters over here, which we feel can provide the short-term, pop that audience one time and then forget about it, because mm-hmm. we don't consider them long-term plan type characters anyways. I guess that is a philosophy that is possible to have over there. Seems like that's the case.
It could be, you know, and as bad as most, if not all of the Lana Lashley, Liv Morgan stuff was, it did really well on YouTube for WWE. And that's probably why they continued it. If they had done the first segment and it had gotten blasted mm-hmm. and it did no numbers on YouTube, it probably would have got dropped real quick.
You're probably right.
People were tuning in to see how outlandish it was week after week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess if you want to say it worked from any particular metric, I guess it worked in that area. Creatively, it was not good.
Mm-hmm.
It got people talking while it was going on. Does anybody care to talk about it now? No.
Yeah.
But I guess if the idea is to draw attention in the immediate term, then I guess mission accomplished?
I mean, I guess, dude, let me
get this one thought up. But what good is getting that attention in the immediate term if no one's going to stick around to see how it plays out? You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing it to get eyeballs on the product, people tune in because, oh, wow, this is crazy. They're doing all sorts of outlandish stuff on Raw. And then people check it out and they're like, oh, this is no good. And then just move on. Is there really much of a point to it?
Well, you're assuming that. I'll play devil's advocate. You're assuming that they're checking it out and saying, well, this is no good, as opposed to checking it out and seeing something else that grabs their attention on the show that keeps them around.
Well, that's kind of, I guess, what I'm saying is not so much that particular segment is no good, the overall packaging. Assuming that they're even doing that, because if the numbers be believed, the especially the Lana Lashley stuff, those segments got huge numbers on YouTube. So that stuff was probably being shared.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people hear about it, watch that, and they think, oh, this is not very good, then they have no reason to check out Raw the following week. And then there's also a situation where they may hear about it word of mouth, not watch it on YouTube or watch it on YouTube. It's like, oh, this is funny. Maybe I'll check out Raw. But there's nothing else in Raw for them to pull them in.
Well, I mean, yeah, the proof has been kind of in the pudding, hadn't it? I mean, the ratings, you know, since 2015, I think they've been, like, halved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure back then they were getting, like, 4 million, and now they're mm-hmm. getting around 2 million.
They're lucky to get 2.
Yeah. I mean, in this right now in 2020, it's a bit off, but I mean, the trend was there prior to COVID anyways.
Definitely. I mean, like if the idea is to do more controversial, outlandish stuff to try to get eyeballs, to bring people in, that's all right. I mean, like, I see that strategy, but unless there's something there to get people to stick around or get invested in show, no one's going to continue watching.
I think it's more along the lines of, you know, on Raw, let's say they have, I'm just throwing a number, let's say they got 6 stories going on Raw, right?
Yeah.
Or they have, like, you know, 4 solid things happening on Raw. It's like, okay, well, we know we're continuing this story, this story, this story. We've got these people sitting over here. What do we do with them? Do we just have, like, a regular match? Or do we try to do something with them that's going to pop ratings for the week, even though we don't have any, like, nobody's come up with any good ideas for, like, a long-term capitalization on these people? Let's just try to pop ratings with them as a way to get people, you know, they're not doing anything anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, would it be better for them to have some sort of philosophy for the entire 3 hours of Raw? Sure, that'd be great. But I can understand, okay, well, they're not doing anything. Let's try to do something that's sensational.
Well, I mean, also, it doesn't necessarily have to be a binary thing where, like, here's 4 stories we're going to concentrate on and try to book out for an extended period of time, and everybody else will just try to throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks on a week-by-week basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can still concentrate on those 4 main stories and try to see them out as you had them planned, if there was a plan. And then, you know, maybe based on an individual incident on any given week, if it does well, come up with something based on that can carry that storyline through, rather than just going on a week-to-week basis. Oh, this worked. What can we do to top that, essentially, to mm-hmm. get more people talking? That really mm-hmm. doesn't add anything to the story. That's just another moment to get a bunch of clicks on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. They have their way of doing things. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, you know. But the problem, the bigger problem is long term, it seemingly is not working, you know, where it matters. The TV ratings, I mean, yep. You know, they still do decently in the demo, but it's not the way it used to be.
Nope.
I understand they have several, you know, different revenue streams coming in that, you know, supplement. I mean, look, you know, their TV deal was huge, and who's say their next one? I honestly get the feeling that, like, even with the ratings trend the way it is, their next TV, this is the way of the WWE. They always seem to get bailed out.
I know.
They always seem to get bailed out.
I know.
So until that stops happening, I'm gonna believe that next time they have a TV deal, it's probably gonna be double what they're getting now. Even with, like, the ratings the way they are.
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
That's just how it works. It's weird.
Know. I don't know. It seems, yeah, post-Attitude Era, they just always somehow they always get a chance.
Yeah. You know, they just stumble into money pit after, or not money pit, but into, like, you know.
They fail upwards.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, good for them. Anyways, that's it for News Brief. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join me tonight at our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/StephenLarson. I'll be watching some Impact over there on the stream, so you don't even have to look at it somewhere else. It's a grand old time. Yeah, so there's that. Thanks for watching, everybody. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/StephenLarson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/StephenLarson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.